Sometimes as we contemplate this Good Friday in the early church, at times it was known as God's Friday because of the saving work of Jesus. As we listen to the scriptures, there's so many images and ways that remind us of his struggles, his suffering, yet his compassion, his humbleness, his mercy. They are revealed to us as God's Son. For me, there are two things I'd like us to reflect upon on this Good Friday. The first one is just briefly the concept of suffering. And we listen to that long reading from Isaiah, known as part of the servant suffering passage. It foreshadows Jesus' humiliation, his rejection, abandonment, and suffering, accepted all in silence. And so I was thinking and reading a little bit more about suffering. It's a reality like death. And I came across a short passage by Monsignor Lorenzo Albacete, who wrote a book, Cry of the Heart on the Meaning of Suffering. And he shared his wisdom. He said, suffering is not a problem to be solved, but a mystery to be lived. And with others, we can suffer and share the question of why. We can be a companion with others and to walk together toward transcendence. The suffering of Jesus. And so for me, one of the questions that arises is, can I accept suffering and personal struggles in my life after knowing God's Son modeled courage, hope, and trust for each one of us, even though he suffered on the cross, endured all those different harsh things, being spat upon, whipped, called to carry the cross. And as we contemplate and really reflect, I think, on Jesus' suffering, that he becomes not only a model and an advocate for us, but as God's humble servant, he shows us that suffering does really have a purpose, that it somehow purifies us, not desired, yet essential for the spiritual life. The second thing is obviously suffering sometimes, as we know, especially on this day when we remember Jesus' suffering and death on the cross, that death is the other part that we might contemplate, especially death on a cross. It's a reality even the Son of God couldn't avoid. And yet on the Good Friday, the Savior claims his work to die to save us. And John's gospel account highlights, or at least gives us indications, even at the beginning, saying Jesus knew his time had come, just like he celebrated the Last Supper, that he really acknowledged, even though he maybe didn't like it, he knew what he had to do to obey the Father's will. And so the Master's death on the cross reveals not only God's power over sin, it reveals the conquering of human failures, or even our lack of obedience to the Father's will. Most importantly, Jesus' death on the cross might point us to victory and redemption, because he's the mediator, the high priest, the source of peace and love. And to think that he wants us to not only recognize this treasure he reveals to us, but then how he pours out his life, that we may gain it. St. Paul of the Cross wrote that the passion of Jesus is a sea of sorrows, but it also is an ocean of love. Ask then the Lord to teach you to fish in this ocean. Dive into its depths. No matter how deep you go, you will never reach the bottom. And thus together we try to do this tonight and in our prayer until we celebrate Easter Sunday. We dive into the depths of the ocean. We dive into even the sea of sorrows. In a couple moments or in a couple minutes after the intercessions, we'll have a chance to reverence the cross and to think of Christ inviting you not only to come forward and recognize how this instrument of cruelty becomes the source of hope, the source of courage for us who follow him, but also that it invites us to dive deeper into our own depths where we can understand how Christ calls us to life and to somehow have hidden strength to bear our crosses, to somehow endure difficulties that come upon us as disciples, as people who live in the world in the 21st century. Lastly, the question that I think I'd like, at least I really ponder on, is can I realize how my opportunities to welcome or embrace the cross and die come into my life? Not just at the end of my life, but even now as we journey as disciples. And where does Christ then call me or meet me? We know that different people, obviously, as even Jesus was approaching death, were with him and some not with him. We know that Peter denied him and really abandoned him. And then at the end, we know that it's somebody like Joseph of Arimathea who comes along with Nicodemus, who come to honor Christ. Maybe as we pray today that we can reverence the cross, but also in some sense recognize how Christ invites us to recommit our life as a disciple. Because that's what he always says. If you want to be my disciple, you must embrace the cross and follow me. And so tonight is our opportunity not only to honor Christ as he lays down his life for us, but again to know of his invitation to us to try to overcome many obstacles and say, I want to be a disciple again. I want to grow in virtue and holiness. I want to try to imitate your unselfishness, your way of compassion, your way of mercy. I too not only seek salvation and the kingdom that you reveal, but most of all, I want to try to imitate how you surrender and trust in the Father's will. May this Good Friday help us not only to celebrate how Christ gives us life, but as he lays it down, he teaches us the great wisdom of God. Love that is poured out, love that redeems, love that gives us life in the future.